We organized this interactive dialogue commemorating the International Mother Earth Day because we want to build an interlinkage between science and politics. In the UN are sitting people who are taking decisions for the whole world at the international level, and normally we don't really listen the voice of science in our meetings. So the purpose of Bolivia and all the countries that are supporting the resolution on harmony with nature is to have this interface between politics and science. And we have many differences between science and politicians, but the most important is that scientists are free to speak about not comfortable truths. Normally, because politicians are working with agreeable ideas, because they many of them are, for example, fighting in elections and want to have the confidence of the people. But in the case of scientists, you have a different approach to this issue. So we wanted to have maybe a more pessimistic view on these matters in order to take action.
Tell us what is happening in your own country, Bolivia, when it comes to linking scientists with policymakers in an effort to protect the environment.
We have the same problem, and that's because we are pretty aware and conscious about this problem. Because normally, when we have a discussion about some issues, scientists are not so important as they should be in the public discussion. In many cases, they don't really participate in the public debate, and I think what we are trying here in the UN should be also part of our policy in Bolivia.
What do you hope are the results of the Rio Plus 20 conference on sustainable development?
We hope to have a good plan of action. The issue of implementation is the most important issue in Rio Plus 20. We have already the principles, we have already the clear goals of humanity on sustainable development. Everybody agrees with these goals. But the problem in all these years, in all these 20 years, was implementation. So the main discussion here is how to finance many activities that we have to launch, really, to take action against the problems in the environment, and how to finance it, and how can we then share the same responsibility but with differentiated amounts of intervention. Because, as you know, many of the problems in the environment are caused by the developed world. So especially for developing countries, we need to have the same responsibility because we are gathering the same planet, we are sharing the same space. But the developing world should really do much, much more efforts to really accomplish our universal goals. And I think this is the most important problem now, and that's because we are discussing so much in the final document in order to have differentiated responsibilities. And this is the main problem to discuss and the main obstacle towards Rio Plus 20.
With so much going on in the world, why should people care about what happens at Rio Plus 20?
Yes, you're absolutely right, because we have a lot of problems. In the news, you can see that there are many, many problems that are really focusing most interest in Rio Plus 20. But I hope we can take this opportunity to give really concrete answer to the peoples in the world regarding the environment. Millennium Development Goals, for example. We have in this case a good example of concrete steps that everybody can understand and everybody can follow. And you can focus all the financing and the resources on these clear goals. And I think in the case of Rio Plus 20, you have to deal with the same solution. Peoples in the world should see that in Rio Plus 20 we have a clear plan of action. And it might be not so spectacular as everybody wants, but if you have a clear answer, with the time, in the following years, we can see the effect.